As I'm recording this, it's the beginning of September. I always love this time of year. I love to learn. I love discovery. I love finding out something that is new. I always liked school. You may have hated school, but for me, it was the promise of a kind of a new beginning. So I love this kind of time of year. We're going to be learning together. And I want to say a couple words about that and kind of pull back the curtain. Not that we're a curtain kind of community, but talk to you a little bit about where things are headed with Become New. Because I was talking with a few friends this morning about I seek, we try to make available wisdom about God, life, and faith on a pretty much daily basis to anybody who needs it. But what's been kind of unexpected is that in many, many ways, this has become a kind of community. And I have needed it more than anybody, and it's been very, very meaningful. And we're kind of on a journey together. And that may not be you. You may just periodically tune in to see if there's anything helpful, and that's a great thing. But if you're interested in where things are headed, that's what I want to talk to you about for a few moments. If you're watching this as opposed to listening, you may notice that things are a little bit messy in my office just outside the garage at the cabana. And that's because Nancy and I are moving in the next 2 days, actually. It's not going to be chaos in the cabana anymore. We're taking the chaos down to Santa Barbara. And we're quite excited about that, although we'll be back up in the Bay Area on a fairly regular basis. Nancy's going to keep working part-time with Transforming the Bay with Christ, the ministry that she's a part of, and I get to be a tag along with that. But we'll be pretty much full-time now down in Santa Barbara, and we're very excited about that season. And it's been a good chance to reflect a bit on what's going to be coming up. One of the things that I was telling, I have a small board that gives me wisdom and points out my limitations and cheers us on. And I was talking with them not too long ago about what Stephen Covey calls productivity and production capacity. So here it is. Pretty soon I'm going to be able to draw this. The drawings won't be any better, but there's going to be like an overhead camera that's going to be kind of cool. But Stephen Covey said, you always want to pay attention to how fruitful am I being? What am I producing? What am I creating? But then at the same time, I need to be learning. I need to be in growth mode. I need to be in preparation mode. Kind of like the goose that laid the golden egg. The golden egg is production, but then the goose just eat all day. That's production capacity. And I was aware, I'm very, very grateful to get to teach and especially to get to talk to you. But I love and want to have and feel called to have the time to learn and read and digest. So that there will be as much substance as I'm able to make available. And I was kind of feeling thin with that. So the board said, well, figure out some way to get some more time to do some more study and some more reflection and do a deeper dive that then you can bring back to the community. So that's what I'm doing. And for these next several weeks, I think it'll be about 6 weeks, we're going to do a series called Flashback. This is kind of cool because we've gotten feedback from a bunch of folks about what are the topics that are most important. What are the areas of life where we most need help and guidance? And so we're going to go back through some old messages that I have presented, especially in the early days when not many people who listen now were a part of it, and look at what are the most important things that we need to be learning. And while that's going on, I have already started reading and studying and reflecting. I know of a couple series that will be coming up. One is going to be called Fellowship of the Withered Hand. As you may know, that's kind of an informal name for our community, but you may not know why. And so I want to talk about why and reflect on the power that comes when we open ourselves up to God and to other people in honesty and humility and weakness. And then the other topic that I'm very, very excited about is spirit. The Holy Spirit, the human spirit, the energy for life. The spirit in scripture is called the spirit of life. That intersection where the reality of God and the psychological dynamics that drive our lives all intersect together. I have mentioned, I think before, a friend, Jack Levison, who teaches at Southern Methodist University, Eugene Peterson called the best theologian of the spirit in our day. And this is just one of his books. I'm going through a bunch of them and other materials. Our culture, although it's increasingly secular and materialistic and physicalist, we can't get enough of the supernatural and the idea of the spirit. And part of what Jack points out is that the place in the Bible to begin with the spirit is not, as Christians sometimes think, in an event called Pentecost that you might have heard of. That was not like where the spirit got started. You know, it goes way back to Genesis when God breathes into human beings. We're given the gift of life. The spirit is sometimes called the spirit of life. And the Hebrew word ruah means spirit. It also means wind. It also means breath. And part of what Jack talks about is every breath is filled with God, is a gift from God. Everybody has access to it. So that series on spirit, I'm super excited about. So I'll be learning and studying, and we'll be doing that together in the meantime. And then lots to look forward to as we move into the future. You all make that possible. This week, I was part of a meeting online with, I think there were 30 or more of you who volunteer on a very regular basis, in a lot of cases, like a daily basis, to make it possible to do what we do, to pray for people, to meet with people in groups, to be able to respond to people. It was very motivating, very inspiring for me. I had been on vacation for a couple of weeks and knowing everything that was going on, I'm so grateful to you. And then there's a whole slew of you who, and I did not dream about this possibility when Become New got started. Several hundred people, I think now, of you are recurring givers. And your finances make possible having the team and Tim and Jackson and technology and what enables us to do the things that we're doing, and we'll be able to do more. So thank you so much. That book about the Sermon on the Mount, Insurmountable, that's just a private label book, just internal for us. But we actually have that in hard copy now, and that will be coming to those of you who give or have given. And then another book, but wait, there's more. After the first of the year, the book called Steps, which is about taking the 12 steps from AA, the recovery movement that were originally taken from essentially Christian discipleship, and making those 12 steps available as a framework for spiritual life, for spiritual growth, for everybody, whether or not you have an identified addiction, because we're all stuck on something. Hundreds of you helped with that book. You read stuff and gave suggestions, and it was the most community-shaped book that I have ever written, and that's coming out after the first of the year, and we got a team of folks that are working to help in that launching process, and I'll actually be speaking at Westgate Church in Northern California and Crossings in Oklahoma and Church of the Resurrection, Great Church in Kansas City, and other places to help with that launch. So all of that stuff is coming up. Most of all, I just want to thank you. You are this community, this opportunity to be in the presence of God, and to speak and connect with you has been so meaningful to me. I was thinking about that connection between spirit and breath. I picked up at the airport yesterday somebody who has been doing work in a real high altitude place and is somebody that I love very much, and got back here to California where it's about sea level, took a deep breath and said, "Man, there's so much oxygen here." And oxygen, of course, that's life. But that's a gift from God. That breath is spirit. And I was thinking, wouldn't it be a great thing that just as oxygen-rich as air is when it's at sea level, if spiritually rich breath, just that sense of, God, you're right here. And the idea of that is it's not a to-do list. It's not things that I got to try to start performing to make my spiritual life get in shape. It's just life. And that's what God wants you to have. Because you got a story. Nobody gets the story that we want, but we all get to meet God and make our stories part of His story. And the main thing we give to Him, the main thing that He gets out of our lives, is the people that we become, and that's the main thing we get. There is life ahead. There is spirit ahead. I'll see you there. I love you. Have a great day.